Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, "Oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7." Ooh.
Yeah, but
look
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Patty Mellencamp, and...
Tamara Judge, we look like the sight of beauty this morning.
I cannot even tell you my level of tired.
Oh, I can't even... How many hours sleep did you get last night?
Zeros.
Oh, shit.
Well, not only am I having a hard time sleep, it's hard to turn down after something like that.
For
But
sure.
it's not even like I had two Aperol spritz throughout the entire thing. So it wasn't that. But then my mind was racing. And then I made the big mistake of going on Twitter.
Oh, you can't do that. No matter what you do or say, people are going to trash you.
I mean,
What is
why?
the biggest thing they're saying?
Their favorite thing to say is that I'm not relevant. I get off the sh like, why am I so desperate to be on the show? Like, the part that I don't understand is Watch What Happens Live isn't like something you ask to be on and then you get on.
Right,
You're
right, right.
asked to
And
come on.
if I'm not mistaken, aren't you doing a melanoma thing? And isn't Andy going to be there?
I'm being honored for the Courage Award at the Cure Melanoma Foundation event tonight, and Andy is the MC. So even though after we finished the live portion of Watch What Happens Live, you
Yeah.
could see Andy in his ears and he's like, oh yeah. And then for the after show, we talked all about the cancer stuff because he had forgotten to talk about it during the main
Yeah.
part of Watch What Happens Live. So,
So do you have any funny stories that happened behind the scenes? Anything?
I mean, I think the funny stuff is always just with the glam. Like, we got glam together. So it's like Julius and Priscilla and Caroline and every, and then there's like the jewelers coming in. And it's just full chaos
Oh,
trying to
you
get
got
ready.
Nicole the jeweler, isn't she? She's so cute.
Yeah. And then
Did
I
you get to
had
borrow
Mel
some jewels?
yeah, she gave me earrings. I had Melinda Marie jewelry on, my necklace. But I mean, it overall, it was a tough night to be on, because remember those pictures had leaked the day before.
Right. You can tell that that Kyle was clearly not happy about them.
Yeah. I mean, I think, and I said this on Watch What Happens Live, I said it was just careless to, I get that they're separated. They but, can do whatever okay. they want.
Let's say what you said. So you basically said that they were in Beverly Hills holding hands. They basically knew that they were going to be photographed because there's paparazzis everywhere. So are you insinuating that Mauricio knew and was welcoming it?
I don't think he knew and was welcoming it, but I thought it was very careless. Like the fact you don't, it's not as if, and I said this, but it's not as if you were in some remote location where people never are. You're at Matsuhisa.
Yeah.
You're on a television show. You're involved in the middle of, you know, essentially paparazzi haven. Like I had an event the other day and paparazzi stalked me down because I'm friends with them.
But have they not been separated for like a year now?
I don't know exactly how long they've been separated, but they have been separated. They can see other people. There's no rules to that, but there's just that. I think the hand holding. And then for me personally, watching, did you watch Dancing with the Stars this week?
No, I don't watch that
show.
So
right after these photos leaked, then Mauricio posted a picture, you know, saying it was dedicated to Kyle and his family in this year. And then you swipe to the right and it's all pictures of him and Emma dancing.
Well, he is on a dance competition show, Teddy.
I understand, but you can't, the juxtaposition seemed a little off to me.
You know, it is what it is. Yeah, of course it's going to be painful. I don't know what their situation is, so I can't really say, but.
I mean, I think, and we'll get more into it, you know, as we're recapping. Let's get through Watch What Happens Live.
Let's get through the polls. Let's just get through the poll, okay?
Ah!
One of the polls asked, who's back? Does Teddy have more, Kyle or Tamra's? Kyle won. I got 10% and you agreed, but I get it. I get it. I think you have all your friends back. So it's kind of hard.
I said, I absolutely love Tamra. Have her back.
I've known Kyle longer.
I've known Kyle longer and our families.
So does that mean if it came between me and Kyle in a burning building, you get her, not me?
No, I'd get you both because I'm strong as hell.
Okay. I'm just going to be known as a 10%er from now on.
It took me a second when you texted me last night. I was part of the 10%. And I could just imagine Tamra on her phone just voting over and over and over again.
I didn't watch it live, so.
Did you see the cutout that I found of our girl, Victoria?
Yes. Did you bring it home? You should bring it home with you. Put it on the plane.
Oh, my gosh. She was.
You can have tea with her every single morning.
Oh my, she would love that for us. She was tucked in behind Gina Keough.
Yeah, I know. Just, in the hallway. I know. I see him all the time. I've gotten him out and taken silly pictures with it. But I would say that we learned a lot. Andy really grilled Kyle right out of the gate. I mean, Kyle was a trooper because she just answered them. And I think at one point she looked to Andy like, really? Are you really doing this to me right now?
Yeah, I mean,
he warned her. He's like, I'm going to ask all the hard questions.
It was so quick and so rapid fire that at the first commercial break, me and Kyle looked at Andy and we go, is it over? Like, is Watch What Happens Live fully over? He's like, no, we're just at the first commercial break.
I thought so too. That is so funny. I'm like, wow, that went by fast. And then they went back. It was kind of like the way he ended it almost seemed like, oh, okay, we're over.
Yeah, it was one of those things.
But some of the things that we found out from Kyle last night was she says that her and Mauricio are sleeping, living together, but they are sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
Kyle was taken back and upset. We were talking about the photo shoot, the photos of Mauricio holding hands with his Dancing with the Stars partner. Okay, so Teddy, you were being a little bit shady towards Sutton last night. I was kind of like cringing and biting my knuckles, but you said that Sutton should be more worried about the vodka in her purse than what is happening with PK's DUI.
Well, I do think that is an accurate statement, not only because this entire, I mean, did you watch her confessionals?
Yes. Or you're insinuating that she was drinking. Well, I will say. I have had many slurring confessionals before because it's a long day.
I can too, but here's my issue with Sutton. And I think you can think what you want of me, but if you watch the after show, you will see that I had nothing negative to say about Garcelle. I'm not being biased here, but what I do think, it's not like I'm protecting the Fox Force Remainers and not them. But my issue with Sutton is she continues to throw out allegations in her confessionals that she doesn't say in the scene. And then she is so worried about everybody else's relationships. Where's hers? Like, cause I gotta be real honest. I was bored to
cheat. She does not need a knight in shining armor because she has a horse.
I mean, here's the thing that bothers me is I think it's one thing if you actually know for fact that something's happening inside of a marriage and you want to have a conversation with your friend. But for her to say that in the confessional without any base of knowledge, I think it's just flat out mean. So, and I think she panders to what Twitter wants to see. It bugs me.
Well, I don't like the pandering and I don't have any evidence of that because I hardly ever go on it. But, well, I don't know. I feel like that happens in every housewife show that somebody's got those snarky confessionals.
Right. But don't you think that may, even listening to Sutton's entire storyline with Jennifer Tilly, where she's talking about, you know, how important her financial autonomy is and blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, they flash on the screen that she's getting over $300,000 a month from her ex-husband. It's like,
That is actually not all they flash. She gets $300,000 in spousal support each month, $1.235 million in cash, the couple's Los Angeles home, their Augusta home, and the apartment in Venice, Italy. But that's not the only, that's only the tip of the iceberg. She also allegedly pocketed a couple of vehicles, a Vespa, partial ownership of two major league baseball teams, a 44% stake in a lumber company, and countless investments. And of course, she got the points from American Express.
So,
Why does she have that store?
So she can
a lot of work.
So she can show. I mean, I'm never going to put down somebody's business, but clearly, she's
I'm not putting down her business. If I had that kind of money, honey, I would be on an island.
Yeah, like clearly, why is she on the show? Why
I'd be living in that apartment in Venice? That's just me.
I'd maybe be focusing on my own relationships versus everybody else's. And then maybe she'd be a little bit happier.
Well, just give her a chance. It's only the first episode. You know, they always grab all the snarky stuff. But one thing that did catch both of you off guard by a fan question asking about the breaking news that Dorit and PK have separated and he moved out. You did not know anything about this because the look on Kyle's face at first was shock. And then Andy said, you didn't know about this. And she's like, no. And it kind of looked like she did.
Well, I had I can tell you this 100% completely blindsided when that came up on when he flashed that when we were on Watch What Happens Live, because that must have broke while we were getting ready.
Well, I had not heard about it. I'm on Instagram off and on, but I did not hear anything about it. So it must have just broke. The timing was very suspicious. It happened on the night of the premiere.
Yeah, I mean, the timing was very suspicious. I would imagine it probably broke because of Sutton's comments. But in that same token, I know Andy was like, what? Teddy, you looked at the police report, all those things. But Harvey Levin isn't going to leave off if there's a woman in the car during the DUI. No, he's not. I mean, Think about Shannon's DUI. Did they leave out that Archie was in the car? No.
No. No.
They don't.
They're not.
They give every bit of information. But it was released.
And Harvey Levin is also an attorney, so he has access to get inside information. So
yeah, and I don't think they're doing any favors, but I didn't even know when that all happened with Erica at BravoCon and all that stuff. I truly didn't know that PK and Dorit were having problems. I knew he was traveling a lot and I knew she was really struggling with her mental state, everything with the break-in. And I know she wasn't doing well, but I didn't know you know, I know that when your husband's traveling and you're not doing well, it's not great.
Yeah.
But then after the news broke, then they released that already there's a people statement. We are focused on healing, making changes, and doing the things that many couples have to do at some point in their marriage. The couple told People Wednesday night. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills couple told People in a statement on Wednesday evening that their marriage of 8 years remains intact. Though they've had some challenging years, which they openly discuss in season 13 of the Bravo series. We remain committed to working through these issues as a united couple for our family, the Kimsleys said. We have not separated, nor are we planning to do so. Rather, we are focused on healing, making changes, and doing the things that many couples have to do at some point in their marriage. They want to ask for support from the viewers. We would be grateful for everyone's understanding, the statement said. We are doing what we can to focus the best interests of our family, as opposed to spending our time contending with rumors and hearsay that are not true. This note was signed, love, Dorit and PK.
So weird that they put out a statement so quickly.
All of it.
I mean, all the freaking fake news that goes out there about me, rarely will I go, I'm going to put out a statement, but whatever. Now, Andy will not let this go. I think that Andy loves a good housewife fight, and yes, he likes to poke the bear, and he likes to get things riled up in the press. Now, Teddy, you were asked about being banned from the Tres Amigas show, and you say that, well, you're a better friend than Vicky. Now, you know that's going to hit headlines if it hasn't already. And it's going to cause another.
Well, I have a question. Storm. I have a question.
Yeah.
I had to do a poll last night. Now I have to ask you a poll.
Yes.
Do you think I'm a better friend to you than Vicky?
Yes, I do. I do.
So
I do.
Here's the thing.
Because I've gone through so much with her, and she doesn't always have my back. And that's
my point. You and I can have little bickers or whatever, but when push comes to shove, I would do anything for you. And I care about you. I care about Eddie. I care about your kids.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I want what's best for you. And me ever saying that I didn't think you should do the Tres Amigas again wasn't out of spite or jealousy or any of those things.
No. You definitely want what's best for me. You want what's best for me. And that's what I feel like a good friend is, and is happy for my success. I don't like the nonsense between the two of you. I feel like it's very heavily driven by her.
I try to make jokes of it and lighten it.
But I've tried it, but this is coming from me as well, as I'm trying to, I've talked to her and tried to make things better, and we've gotten into many fights about it. So
something that's also all over Twitter is that because Andy didn't laugh at my dick pic comment, everyone's like, "Ooh, Teddy,
I'm sorry, Andy didn't get it. That's how much the dick pic meant to him. He's like, huh, what, hat, Yeah, you saw when he got the hat, he was very disgusted, like most people that have seen, you know, the whole website and crap like that. Just so disgusting. But he just didn't get it. I don't think he understood what you were talking about at first. And he's like, huh, you're all the dick pic, like that. And he's all, oh, it's in my office. Like, who cares? Like, it's not even good enough to put
on. He didn't even say office. He said the control room.
Control room is not his office. It's not even good enough to be in the Watch What Happens Live bookcase behind him.
Yeah, but also for the people that keep messaging, oh, I don't think Andy likes you, Teddy, or this is happening, or this is happening. Okay, you have to remember, when we're on Watch What Happens Live, he has something in his ear the entire time talking to him.
Yeah.
And you have like 10 seconds to get out your point. And if it's not 100% clear, or it's not something he necessarily cares about.
He just didn't understand. He didn't know. And he clearly doesn't care about some stupid hat.
Yeah, I mean, the question was, do I think Tamra pushed on too much regarding the Jen and Ryan stuff? And I responded, but if she didn't, how would they have their lucrative dick pic business or something?
Oh, I'm sure it's lucrative.
I was joking for the love.
That's a hot item there.
He made that face at me that he makes, you know, he's like.
Because you stumped him. He didn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I did not take offense.
Well, overall, did you have fun? Did you go out afterwards?
We went out to Cipriani afterwards.
Yeah,
we had a quick little dinner and then we came home.
Are you planning on meeting any New York housewives when you're there?
I'm not, because it's honestly so quick. Tonight, the meet and greet for the melanoma event is at 5:00.
In and out. How's the weather there in New York? I miss New York.
It's so beautiful. Yesterday we went running in Central Park, and you just forget what it's like to have seasons. Like, I was like, are the trees a different color?
That's why I bought a house in Big Bear. We got all the seasons.
But the other thing that's so different about New York versus LA is the kids here. So there's little tiny kids, like half the age of Dove, that are like rocking out on their scooters. Like, they are so fat because you know, they have to like get themselves around. So
those kids are strong. There's some strong kids.
And yeah, Edmund and I were loving watching that.
I know the first time I went to New York and I saw like kids walking the streets, like going to school. I'm like, where are their parents?
Yeah, no, they are messing around.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Okay, we are back to talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Should we start with a dramatic reading of the taglines?
Sure, I'll go with Garcelle. I may act for a living, but I never fall for a bad performance.
Sutton. Who needs a knight in shining armor when you have your own horse?
This is Erica. The best part about losing everything is getting it all back.
Dorit Kemsley, fashion is my language and I speak it fluently.
I don't think you nailed that. And Crystal, they say wisdom comes with age, but I'm proving otherwise. I don't get this.
Is that her bragging on how young she is?
They say wisdom. Yeah, that's right. I'm proving otherwise. Okay, well, I would say we didn't get to see much of Crystal in the first episode.
She responded to her housekeeper once and then she responded to her husband once, but that was
I saw that on my Instagram and I asked how people liked it. They're like, where was Crystal? She was like in there for a millisecond.
And then when do we think Anne Marie comes in? Mid-season?
That's another question I got. I don't know. Coming in as a housewife or a friend of?
I think she's coming in as a housewife because she's
in the lineup. Okay.
She's in the lineup.
Oh, so she comes. She's got a tagline, Anne Marie.
Her tagline is, I may put you to sleep for a living, but I always keep one eye open. That's actually a pretty good tagline.
She's an anesthesiologist, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So Kyle's is, it's hard to outrun rumors, but luckily I'm in better shape than ever.
That's a Tamra type of.
Oh, that is totally tagline. A Tamra tagline.
Tamra tagline.
And I feel like I've had a similar tagline to Erica Jane when I rebuilt myself after Simon.
What'd you say?
Best part about moving forward is never looking back.
Yeah. Well, I feel like at some point it's hard to get completely freshies.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So then we get into the episode. And before, and you know, I'm not trying to make this about me, but I'm making this about me for a second.
Oh, shocker.
The women ever making one joke or crack about my all-in retreat when they had somebody named Eagle Woman and Blue Raven for the love.
They were chanting a song too. I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember what it was. Did you see when Eagle Woman walked in and she goes, "Do you see the way the rock's looking at me?"
Yeah. I'm like, okay. I thought it was funny how PK was like, you know, making fun of their names and stuff. It's like, for the love, can you just shut up?
Well,
do you want to get canceled right now, PK? Just keep it up.
Keep it up, PK. Well, also, poor PK. I'm so sick of hearing about PK snacks. Like,
okay, that scene seemed a little set up to me. He goes in the pantry, grabs two bags of chips, and she's like, PK, what are you doing? Give me those chips. Well, I'm starving. I'm starving, love.
It's just now we're on like the seventh season of PK's eating habits. Like he wants to eat chips. Let him eat chips.
Let me make you a celery smoothie.
In the Hermes cup.
Yes. Yes. I'll put it in this little Hermes cup that I got from Mother's Day. Mom, I love you. Mom, I love you.
Mom, do you think that Eagle Woman, when she says that she works with a talking stick, PK goes, I don't think it'll help with these women.
I know. He was funny. I was actually laughing at him. And Dorit just kept looking at him like, can you stop? Are you going to stop?
Well, I think Eagle Woman wanted to put her walking stick up PK's ass if he didn't zip it.
I know.
Then we get to
Erica,
where she says she knows she was vicious last year because she was protecting herself. She feels like she is walking and alone since Lisa's not returning. They pan to the email that Lisa Rinna sent.
Yes.
So all dated, the rumors that Lisa got fired.
Yeah. Dated September 10th, 2022 of Rinna quitting. Do you think she was mad about that? Or she's like, oh, that just proves that I quit.
No, I think there were so many rumors that she got fired. I would assume.
Oh, there was. I don't remember that.
Validated in that.
September 10th, 2022, that seems like it was right after the reunion.
Yeah.
She quit. Yeah. Did you miss Rinna in the premiere?
I mean, I love Rinna. You know, I think last year was such a hard year. I mean, but also let's also think about the fact that all of a sudden there's no mention of Diana being gone completely. We had Cherie, who no mention of her either. Kathy's gone. Like there's a whole bunch of changes that
there's a whole list of girls that are not coming back. I definitely missed her. Her absence was noted. I'm like,
I think the thing about Rinna, and yes, does she stir the shit 100%, but there are moments where Rinna does not take herself too seriously. And I think that's what's happening within this group right now is there was even a moment during Eagle Woman where you could tell some of the women were trying not to laugh, but like they didn't because they're so worried about being judged.
Yeah. I would say if asked, Rinna would not come back to Housewives. I I'd love to see her back. I mean, let's see how the season goes, but I'm definitely going to miss her. But I have a feeling she's doing American Horror Story. Like she is moving on. Took her like 2.2 seconds to get another gig.
Well, I mean, she's a hustler. That Rinna's a hustler.
She is.
But do you look forward to seeing how Erica navigates the group without Rinna this season?
Yeah, I definitely want to see how Erica is doing. I was very shocked when she walked into the event and she said she felt like she was on an island by herself. I didn't realize that she was so on the outs with everybody.
Yeah, because I'd forgotten about the BravoCon stuff.
And by the way, I made my first appearance on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Did you see me?
No.
Oh, you blinked. I was in the BravoCon Watch What Happens Live audience. I was sitting next to Dorinda.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, there I am. I'm famous. Like, I am so famous now. Yeah.
You are so big time.
Yeah. Well, it was quite evident that Erica had not seen any of the girls in a long time, because as soon as she walked in, they all pretty much, not all of them, but some of them accused her of taking Ozempic. And they started talking about her weight and how skinny she was. Erica denies that she's taken Ozempic and she is doing hormones. Now, hormones can definitely help you lose weight. If your hormones are off and it's causing weight gain and you start balancing your hormones out, but you need diet. You definitely need to buckle up your diet and all those things. So
good. And working out and all of those things. Yep. She also said she's off Lexapro, which I know from firsthand knowledge, antidepressants do make you gain weight.
Yes.
All of the things she was, you know, it seemed like she was drinking more last year, all that stuff. But I did notice a little bit of it. You have to remember also, there was the whole thing where not only does she have the stuff with Dorit, where she said those things at BravoCon, Sutton has also said publicly that Erica is selling her tickets for $1 for her show. You know, like, yeah, there's been a lot of things that I think Erica's had to combat. But how did you feel about when Dorit's confessional, which kind of felt like PK wrote it, but it was still a great line, but that's not a showman. That's a bitch.
I thought actually it was great. It was great TV. You know, yeah. I understand they're friends and stuff, and I know that might sting for Erica, but I thought it was great. I think she did a great job. I think she delivered it. I think people are loving it on Instagram.
Yeah. I thought that was a really good line. And then she kind of imitated the way that Erica got up at BravoCon, walked to the end.
And it was true. It's true. I mean, I was there. I saw it firsthand. Like, she did say originally, like, oh, I don't want to answer this. And then she answered it. She delivered it. She put it in a bow and she sat back down.
But I have a question, truthfully, because I have not, because our group chat blew up after that night.
Mm-hmm.
Once that happened,
I remember I was with you.
Yeah. I was like, ah, do you think Erica had any idea of issues between, because Erica is a vault normally. So,
yeah, I think she must have, because you just don't pull that out of your ass. I would never go on stage and say, you know, Emily and Shane are getting really divorced. Like, no, it's not in my head. I would never think that they're a solid couple. Like, no.
But if a couple was struggling, that would
if she would have said Kyle and Mauricio, people would have went, and then look what's going on now. So, yeah.
But I don't think that was happening. I mean, I think this is after years of residual resentment and anger and stuff like that. That's why this is happening. But Dorit tells Erica that she feels hurt by her. Erica then, this is the part that I don't know if this was just, we didn't see it, but Erica says, is your marriage strong, Dorit? And then it's like, did they like do a pause or something?
No, I feel like there was no answer to it. It was just like a cliffhanger. And then they moved on to a different scene. So she probably talks about it in the future is what I'm thinking. But she's like very serious. Is your marriage strong? And I feel like they switched to something else. They didn't even, we didn't even get an answer.
I do wish Erica would have properly apologized in that moment. Instead of saying, I'm a showman, I gave them what they wanted. I wish she would have been like, it would have resonated more with me if she was like, listen, Dorit, I had no idea that your marriage was problematic or there was an issue. And I just threw out a name and I was dramatic about it. And I'm really sorry that it hurt you. That was inappropriate.
Yeah. Well, maybe she didn't like her. Maybe she'll like him. We never know.
But then she, I don't know.
Oh, Dorit does say that her marriage is very strong, but I don't remember her. Like there was, and it just died down so quickly.
But also, where was everybody else's stories? The only other story we got was about Kyle and Kathy and stuff. And then nobody else. We didn't hear anything from Garcelle. I didn't hear anything from Sutton. Didn't hear anything from.
Well, we got Garcelle. I felt like Garcelle had a very.
No, not at the Eagle Woman.
Well, they probably chopped all that up. They're just going to bring out the shady stuff. But yeah, we'll get to Garcelle and her.
Yeah,
son.
Garcelle stuff we'll get to later. But then that's when the confessional comes out where Sutton's like, well, the rumor is there PK may or may not have been alone in that car. Here's the thing. If you don't know for certain and the police report says that he was alone, why throw that out there?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
and also,
yeah,
what has Dorit ever done to Sutton? I was trying to go back in my head. I don't think there's anything that Dorit's done to Sutton.
Yeah, I wish Sutton would be something? As ballsy as she is in her confessionals. Is she in her the actual scenes? We've talked about this many times, like a housewife that goes into her confessionals and says all the things to get everybody pissed off and all that, but won't say it to their faces. I don't like that.
Or she won't say it to their faces unless she has like her sidekick with her. But this, I hope what social media sees about this is because clearly she's pandering to them. She is doing the exact same thing that they hated Cy and Aaron for doing to Jessel on Real Housewives of New York. Like exact cookie cutter, exact same thing. Like Cy and Aaron are being demolished for alluding to Pavitt having an affair.
Right.
Because he goes over and, but Sutton's being applauded. So I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Then Kyle says that the drama with Kathy strained all of their relationships. Kyle says she expected more from Dorit and Sutton. Kyle thinks Sutton wants to be friends with Kathy for social gain. Do you think Sutton's a social climber?
I feel like I've always thought Sutton was at the top of the social situation there in Beverly Hills. She's got all the famous friends. She does
who?
All the
Jennifer
Sutton.
Tilly. I well, don't know what
I feel
other
like she's always I don't know. I feel like she's always posting with somebody or something and always going to charity events and always doing all these
I
things.
Hate to be the bearer of bad news.
That's
if
a social
you have
climber.
A shit ton of money, you can hang out with anybody and do anything.
Yeah. I don't know enough about her personal life to say, oh, she's a social climber. I don't know.
Well, I don't think she's being friends with Kathy for free nights at the Hilton.
Yeah, I know that Lisa Rinna. I know that Lisa Rinna accused her a while back of being a social gainer.
I think she, you know, there are moments Sutton and her friend Jennifer Tilly are talking over lunch, and Sutton tells her that her business is her true focus right now. She wants to show her success to her ex-husband. There are parts of this that I really understand, and I mean, I think. You know, when you have a big divorce and you start out as equal partners and then it shifts, but you also can't, and I'm not saying that if you got a divorce that half of it isn't what you're entitled to. You worked in that marriage, you raised your kids, you deserve that money, you deserve half of it, you're a part of it. But I will say, it doesn't seem wrapped in reality to say, like, I really want to show him that I'm able to do this on my own.
Okay, well, first of all, can I ask you a question? How long have they been divorced? Is it recent? Or has it been years? Because why would she give two shits about what her ex-husband thinks about her success?
I think she doesn't. I think she just, they got divorced in 2016.
Yeah. So why does she care? That was a very awkward scene to me. I didn't quite understand it. I don't know if it was the way it was cut or edited, but why do you care to show your ex your success? Like that's
unless you're
the last
still in
thing.
Love with them.
Since you're still in love with them. It just, she went on to tell us the story. Like I didn't mind hearing the story that, you know, she got pregnant. He made her quit her job. And have you ever shopped at Sutton's store?
I've been there for an event for the opening.
Oh, okay.
But no, but it's like, I'm going to say
kind of clothes.
It's
like really high end.
Like what are those? I mean, I don't even own any clothes like this, but what is the next clothes version of like above runway? Like it's
couture.
Couture. It's couture. No, I just buy shit up from Alice and Olivia and Revolve and
yeah, me too.
And it's not I you know, I think there's an aesthetic for everybody, but it's not necessarily my aesthetic.
Got it.
I'm not the frilly doily type.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Can we talk about the story that Sutton stuck salted caramels in her ears for earplugs?
I need to ask you a question. Did you laugh during that confessional?
No, I didn't laugh. I was like, wait, huh? Like you, there's a process to earplugs. You got to roll them up, stick them in your ear, and then they expand. So
don't make me point out the obvious, Tam, of something I said last night.
I would definitely know if I pick up a salted caramel and I start squeezing it and
it's
stick it.
Sticky.
It's sticky. And I would see chocolate on my hand and whatever. Like,
I don't know. I'm really trying to see all sides. Do I think that she's needed on the show? Clearly, because at least she's bringing up shit. But
yeah, I mean, there's one.
I want to see her have a real relationship.
Sutton had some words of wisdom to tell women that are divorced. Sutton says that stupid people give up their spousal support.
So that means, what does that mean? She'll never get remarried again?
I don't know what her legal papers look like, but kind of sounds like it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what...
You don't give up spousal... So if you remarry, you give up spousal support?
Yeah, you don't give up child support, but child support only... It depends where you live, but child support lasts till you're like either 18 or out of college. I forget how it works. But spousal support, most of the time, I'm not a lawyer, clearly, but it goes away once you get remarried. Like you could get like a big chunk, but if you're getting a monthly.
Well, if I'm getting support, a monthly $300,000, I don't think I'd ever get married.
I'd be fine with just a life partner.
Yeah, I'll take a life partner.
Put a ring on it. We don't have to seal the deal.
Oh, I get to.
Everyone gets divorced.
I get
anyway.
To pick up my ring today. I'm so excited.
We got a tongue lashing, by the way.
Why?
The lab diamonds are actually real diamonds. They're just made in a lab. It's not like a CZ. Sorry,
I
didn't
know that.
Not know.
I did not know that. So that's good to know, because somebody else said to me, oh, that's a real diamond. I go, oh, it is? Yeah. I was at Dr. Ambe's office and I was getting my Botox done for BravoCon. And I was talking to Cheryl and I'm like, yeah, I lost my ring. She's like, where's your ring? I'm like, lost my diamond, da, da, da. And I'm having a lab diamond put in it because my jeweler thinks I'm going to find my diamond around my house. So why buy another one? And she goes, yeah, they're real diamonds. I go, huh? No, they're made in a lab. She goes, they're real diamonds. I'm like, okay.
They're real diamonds. So I asked Nicole Rose Jewelry about it last night. And she said, they are real diamonds. However, they, you'll never be able to sell it again. It's not like actual diamond, like, it's not for resale. And there's like going to be a little, like, I'm going to probably say the word wrong, but there's an inscription on it that says like made in lab. I'm
afraid. Well, and they say they're just as clear. So I'm like, I don't give a shit about diamonds. So put it in there. Even if I don't find my diamond, I don't care.
Yeah, we're going for it. Then Erica meets with her therapist, which every time she meets with this therapist, all I can think is celebrity couples therapy or whatever it was that we watched on, I think it was MTV or E, Dr. Jen Mann. Erica says she wants to know how she can find empathy. This was a hard scene for Erica.
This was a little difficult.
Erica, you don't look for empathy. You just have it.
Well, some people like don't normally have it. And I might be one of those people. I remember being in high school.
Do you think you have a touch of narcissism?
No, not at all. No. But it's hard because I blow things off so easy. And I could be hurt. I can go through the worst situations. You will never hear me complain about it. I am never a victim. I will never talk about it. Like, it's not something I dwell on. So to see people that are going through things, my first instinct is like, oh, you know, you'll get over it. Like, get over it. I mean, a death, something like that, of course, but it's like just certain things in life.
Well, because you also have, this is where I think you're similar to Erica. You guys have a very tough shell.
Yeah.
But when you break through the shell, you're big softies inside. And that's why when Andy asked me last night, he said, do you agree that Erica, you know, I felt that scene was not a good scene for Erica, but in real life, she 100% out of all of the women checks on me the most.
Yeah.
Is like all with my cancer stuff, you know, even when I got fired, all of those things, like she has always been there and she's not faking it. She's not doing it because she has to.
No, and it's not that she's not thinking about it. She just grew up surviving, I think. And when you grow up surviving, it's like, just get through this and just get through that. And, you know, it, when you're pushing through things and then you see, that's why it's so hard for me to sit back and watch somebody play like, oh my God, poor me. I no, there's no poor me's. It's get off your ass and move through it.
Yeah. So. I mean, I think I have really big highs and really big lows. But I tend to, during my lows, like just try to figure out a way to move through it. But like, sometimes when I talk to other, I disappear from other people because I don't necessarily even want to hear what they have to say in that.
Yeah.
Moment.
I do that too. I do it too. I've learned to do that. If there are certain people that are going to bring me down or something, or I'm just not in the mental state to hear it. Like, you have to protect yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Do you think that we'll be able to see Erica dating this season? Because that's something we've never really seen. We didn't really see her much with Tom, and we don't see her with her son, and we don't see her date. I'm hoping we do.
I'm hoping that we see her date. I feel like that would show another side. I hope that we get to see more than just Erica defending herself and having to lash out, because I think that's what happened. She's been on the defense for so long, you know, whether it was even before all the legal stuff happened, she was on the defense, because when you're carrying around something in your marriage that isn't well, you're on the defense.
Yeah.
And so I want to see that lighter side to Erica. Dorit says she had a difficult year. Dorit says that PK was spending a lot of time in London and she was worried that they wouldn't make it. So this is where Dorit starts to open up about their relationship. Would you expect Eddie to stay home as much as possible if you experienced the break-in like Dorit?
I mean, the guy's got to work, right? I mean, I remember being in Scotland, turning on the British channel, and there's PK with he's got his own show over there.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think, first of all, if it's that hard for you to be in that house and the PTSD is so bad, I would sell the house. I'd sell the house and get something with maybe better security or something that I felt safe in. And so I don't know. I've never gone through that. I'm not dismissing or saying that her PTSD is, you know, not bad or it's just for a storyline, but it's got to be difficult and scary when you're woken up by people like that. But hopefully she's getting help. She's seen a therapist. I personally would move.
But I also think every man has a threshold of how much they,
So is your question, you don't think he's being like sensitive enough to it or he's not being understanding?
I think he probably was for a certain amount of time. But I mean, even, and this is, I'm not trying to dog out Edwin. I know I shared a lot about Edwin last night, even on Watch What Happens Live, but even when I was having my miscarriages and I was struggling in that way, there was only so much support Edwin could give me without me getting almost pissed at him.
Yeah.
Because men ultimately want to fix things.
Yeah.
So when you're struggling and you're heartbroken about something, or you're like depressed, or you're having PTSD or whatever it may be, and you feel like your significant other is trying to come in to fix it.
I relate because the fact that this is years ago, I was going to court for my divorce and he thought he'd throw in there a bunch of fake shit to the court, all this bullshit that wasn't lie, that were complete lies. And I was so upset about it, crying hysterically. And Eddie's like, it's not true. Why are you so upset about it? And I'm like, do you know what it's like to publicly be known as like a monster mom? And you're like doing these things to your kids that are complete lies. And you get to court and the judge goes, what are you talking about? You have no evidence. Keep this shit out of my court.
Yeah. It's like, sometimes they say what you need to hear or what you know, but you necessarily don't want to hear it at that point, or you're not ready.
Eddie's also the type, if you're going to bring me a problem, bring me a solution as well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't have a solution. That's why I'm asking you. Well, what do you think the solution is? I don't want to think about the solution. Just fix it.
But sometimes I'm not telling anybody anything for a solution. I just want to get it off my chest.
And I've said that before. Like, sometimes you just need to vent. And he's like, no, you don't.
No, Edwin always want to give a freaking solution. So I get where this is all coming from. I mean, that was a quick response to yesterday's press thing. I think it probably also came out because of what Sutton said. So then everything was kind of put on steroids.
Dorit was very good in her confessionals. I thought it was kind of snarky when she thought, I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with him, or the rest of his life anyway. I'm like, oh my God.
I know, but whenever they do like the flashbacks of like people getting married, it always makes me sad. Yeah. Then Garcelle takes her boys to the beach for a picnic. Her sons have struggled going back and forth between Garcelle and their dad. They are annoyed that Garcelle was gone for almost a month, but they said it was a year. And then she clarified that it was 3 weeks. Jack says he had to teach himself how to live. Garcelle says there's a lot of pressure as a working mom. And hearing him say he didn't feel like he had a mom feels like a knife to the heart. I feel like when we are 15 years old, not only do I have a stepdaughter that's 15, that's definitely in that phase of like, you know,
can I ask you a question? Yeah. But can I ask you a question? So my kids all around 14, 15 decided they could no longer, go back and forth to, you know, 50-50 custody. It was too much for them. Sophia and Spencer at 14 moved in with me full time. And then Sydney did that with her dad at 14. Do you see that with your stepdaughter? Like, do you feel like she's at an age? She's like, I don't want to go back and forth. And it's hard as a parent because they're going to want to stay at the house that they feel more comfortable at.
Well, no, they also not just more comfortable, but where are my friends closest to?
Yep.
How is it most accessible to be with my friend? When you're in high school, your number one priority is your friends or whatever sport you're playing or whatever it may be. I mean,
but me and Simon live 5 minutes away, so they could have kept their same friends and their same.
But maybe the parenting was different to the point that it was easier for her to do things if she was with Simon or vice versa.
Well, Sophia always told me, she's like, Mom, when I'm at your house, I call that home. Even when she was little, she goes, when I'm at dad's, I call it dad's house.
Yeah. And I think every kid is different. I know when I was 15, I got into a major fight with my dad, like major, 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 like it was over, you know, something about me not wanting to go back and forth and horses and all these things. And he pretty much told me, F you, I have other kids, go do what you want to do. Yeah. And we didn't talk for years. So when I watched the scene with Garcelle, I was like, okay, this is actually something that truly does happen, especially when you have divorced parents, especially when you go back and forth, especially when they're that age. And I appreciated her showing that on camera because that has to be hard.
Yeah. I mean, I totally respect Garcelle so much for opening up on camera about this because it's not easy. And to think, make people think like, I'm sure she's getting backlash. Like, oh, you're a horrible parent. Like, no, she's just being honest and open. This happens all the time. It's not that she's a bad mom to go on the show. You know, she's just relatable, authentic. I was so happy that she talked about this. And by the way, boys at 14 don't want their mom. They don't want their mom. They come back around 20.
But also, we have to make light of a certain situation. You know that like when a 14, 15-year-old says, I know how to do everything, but yet doesn't even know how to fill up gas. That there's a lot to learn. Like, that's all teenagers. We all think we know it all. I mean, that's still me, but I still have to be reminded that I don't.
Yeah, I know.
But I think that her allowing him to express himself, no matter how it made her look. And also the difference between the two boys was so interesting to me. One's like opening up and trying to talk like an adult. And the other one's like, I miss Ashlyn.
I know. I didn't know they were twins.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Then we get into the scene with Mauricio and Kyle.
This is like the most cringiest scene I've ever seen.
Well,
I don't know if cringy is the word. It's just like, I felt like Kyle wanted to pick a fight with him.
Okay. So to give you a little, and listen, guys, I know I haven't talked about this on the pod and I said I would talk about things as they air. So I have continued to keep my word. I wasn't going to start speculating or sharing things before I saw this. I started to talk about it on Watch What Happens Live last night. My first season on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I did not think Edwin and I were going to make it. We were in a terrible place. I thought we were going to get a divorce. So every single scene, which I don't know why none of it was shown, we were at each other just like that. Mm-hmm. And so when I watched that, I immediately thought, oh my gosh, clearly she's angry. Clearly.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't seem angry. He seemed very like, okay.
Well,
like,
most of the time, the person that F's up isn't the angry one.
So you think he's the one that F'd up?
I think that it's clear by watching this, Kyle is hiding how she's feeling about things with Mauricio. And so
I don't know if she was hiding anything. She was basically telling him, I'm boss and you ain't telling me what to do anymore.
But also, I'm sorry, you're a man. You can't tell a woman what to do with their own body.
Yeah. But my question is, why is she suddenly getting all these tattoos?
I think that a lot. Okay. So I started all in after all my shit went down with Edwin because I needed to change my life. And if I was waiting for us to figure it out on our own, we would have for sure been done. So I went all in, changed my life, did all of these things to make myself feel better. Even look better or feel more confident or whatever it may be. I went through a complete life transformation. So as I'm watching it and she's stopping drinking, she's exploring, you know, tattoos. There's a lot of stuff that even happened in her personal life that they haven't even gotten to, like in regards to one of her friends, a heartbreaking situation, what she's going on with her sister. And I think it's clear at this point, Kyle's not ready to open up fully. And it looks to me like she's protecting Mauricio, but she's freaking pissed.
Yeah. Well,
but in that same token, I asked Edwin how many tattoos I had yesterday and he did not know.
Well, I don't have any tattoos. I would like to get one. Sometimes I think about getting one, but anyway,
you want to get a twats one? Should we get it right above our pelvis?
No, I'm okay. I'm okay there. I would say if, you know, Eddie and I have been married only 10 years, but if we were married 20 plus years and all of a sudden I started getting tattoos And then he's like, five. Eddie would probably say, like, listen, five's enough. Come on. Like, how many more do you want? Because neither one of us have tattoos. It would just be like this weird, like midlife crisis thing, he would probably think. And a tattoo is forever. I'm sure Mauricio was probably getting shit for saying no more. Like, this day and age, you can't tell a woman, you can't tell anybody what to do. But I could see where he was coming from. I could see Eddie going,
can you see the other side, that if somebody, and listen, I know I'll get hell for this, but if you have already been in a situation with somebody and you are to the point where you're at your wit's end and you are frustrated and you are hiding something for that person, and then he says on camera, I will not allow you to do this.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think saying allow you is a little bit strong, but I mean, I don't know. I could see Eddie going, yeah, come on, no more. No, no.
Like, I mean, Eddie and Edwin will tell us, okay, enough drinks, ladies. Champagne, yeah, like, done. No,
like, you don't need all these
tattoos.
But that's
different. That's to help our well-being of like not being hot mess expresses.
I don't know. This whole thing was the oddest scene ever. I see both sides. I get it. I kind of felt like Kyle was trying to pick a fight with him. He seemed a little off guard and was thinking, are we really doing this on camera right now?
I know, with the amount of love beans, and I love Mauricio, but I think it's really,
I know, gross. You look amazing. Love beans, working out, eating healthy, love beans. I've never even heard love beans.
But I mean, I think we're just going to keep seeing more. And I think it's really, I think it's also jarring to us because they've always come off as such a united front. You know, you've always seen them as this couple, but I'm sorry, when traumatic things happen, and that is actually what happens. Like, I had for years, I had so much resentment towards Edwin, and it was to the point where I couldn't even look at him. And the fact that we've been able to work through it has been huge. But like, once you've been burned, it's really hard to come back.
Are you saying he cheated on you?
I'm saying that the photographs that Kyle just had to see online from TMZ were very triggering for me.
Well, I feel like the whole season,
you get more controlling and more guarded and all of those things when you're trying to protect your family and the people that you love.
Well, I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of this unfold this season. I'm just going to say, Dorit, please don't get divorced, because then it's going to be, you're the only one standing at this point. It's going to be the real divorce housewives of Beverly Hills soon.
Oh, I have a question.
Nobody has husbands at this point except for Dorit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, Kyle has a husband, but
Kyle and Dorit both are still married. But one of the questions I had for you was for scenes for next week. It is who, because Sutton's about to see a matchmaker. Mm-hmm. Who in the Bravo world would you set Sutton up with?
John Jansen.
Say the Shotsky.
John Jansen.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know her well enough to know what she's like. I mean, I just want to see Erica dating.
I really hope we see Erica dating. I think hopefully we get a little bit more as the show goes on, because I really do hope it doesn't solely revolve around Kyle and Mo. I hope the other women can bring something as well, other than talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that Andy said last night that the scene at Kyle's house that thankfully I was unable to attend, the pot night where they have the pot dinner, mm-hmm. he said is beyond. Mm. He's like, you have no idea the chaos.
Can't wait to see it. Well, the fan thoughts, Crystal was nowhere to be found. Very boring. Rena will be back in a year or two. People felt sorry for Mauricio and love Kyle growing a pair of balls. Well, I feel like it's going to be the Kyle Mauricio show this season for sure.
Yep. I do too.
For sure.
And I think they're both great people, and I hope that they can stay amicable. And I also hope that if you are a woman that's in a relationship and you are struggling, like this is actual reality when it comes to marriages. There's highs and lows. Sometimes you can work through them. Sometimes you can't, but you're not alone. Like the fact that this has become such a taboo thing and that people hide that they go through struggles is hard, because when you actually see them in real life, I'm sure a lot of women watched that last night and realized, shit, that's happened to me too, or I feel the same way. Or
yeah, well, I think the problem is we haven't seen enough. Kyle jokes with him about cheating, and he says something like, well, at least you're the one that's cheating now, not me. So, and then Sutton says, like, where there's smoke, there's fire. So Kyle has never admitted that he has ever cheated on her publicly.
Yeah.
There's been lots of rumors, but she's never confirmed any of them.
And I think, I can't speak for Kyle. I can speak how watching that made me feel. And that's kind of it.
Yeah. Well, you both look beautiful on Watch What Happens Live. Love the Alice and Olivia suit.
Thank you. I was giving a little bit of
on brand
Austin
for you.
Powers.
Well, Austin Powers. No, actually, you were giving.
Hillary Duff.
Yeah. We're this right here. Hillary Duff. What dreams are made of? Can you see that? I don't have the glare.
I know. She was my inspo.
Yep. She got the silver suit on. She got a little lavender and purple on it. That's all you're missing.
Yeah, bummers. Well, tonight I'm just wearing a simple black dress to the cancer awareness gala. So I'll be taking it easy tonight on the bright colors.
I am still trying to get my BravoCon outfits. I'm hiring a stylist next year. It overwhelms me to put things together. Like I can do it. And I've always done it myself. But it's just, it takes me days and looking and put stuff in my cart. We're obsessing. And then going back into my cart going, no, why did I pick that? That's ugly. You know, I want somebody to do it for me and be done.
Also, the one day that we really made an effort on our outfits and our looks, we were too late to even make it to the red carpet.
Shocker. I was talking to Heather Dubrow and we were talking about outfits. Like I said, I'm wearing a lot of like pantsuits and jackets and stuff because people touch you there. There's a lot of touching going on, a lot of hugging, a lot of touching, a lot of people skin to skin.
And it's always cold inside.
It's cold inside, you know, so I'm going to make sure my arms and things are covered.
That sounds like a good idea. Well,
especially when you get the sweaty armpit, because I'm short, and it goes right on top of your shoulder. And if you don't have something over it, then you get the pit sweat on somebody else's pit. No, thank you very much. Oh, thank you. So I'm very excited. Danny Pellegrino is moderating the Orange County panel. Love him. I love his take on the show. If you don't listen to his podcast, he's pretty freaking funny.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. She is hilarious. All right. Well, I love you, Tam. And we will be back to recap more episodes prior to BravoCon. And then we will be at BravoCon getting all of the juicy details just like last year.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this. on this because this is
people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in exactly. to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which right. is different than empathy, yeah. right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.